So, self-love challenge. So, let me tell you this, when you don't have the right amount or right level of self-love, you are driving around on these dating streets on E. It's similar to you driving your car low on gas. It has an impact on your car overall. You should never drive on E, even though I can admit sometimes I'm guilty of that. But let me tell you what it looks like or how it affects your dating life when you are dating with a depleted or an empty love, self-love tank. You start accepting less than what you would normally accept or less than what you know better. Right. Sometimes people are willing to discount themselves just for company to help boost their self-esteem. Sometimes people accept less than what they deserve in dating and in courtship. A lot of times, people, if you have a self-love deficiency, you may sit up here and think that just because you're single, that maybe you're not lovable, depending upon your last relationship. It could also be dependent upon how long you've been single. A lot of times, the things that we do is self-inflicted. It's not always based off of how someone else has treated us or mistreated us. It can be because of the way we internalize things or our current situation. Some people's self-love is diminished because they are single after a certain age, or maybe and truly just went through a hard time or a hard divorce, or just life in general. Just like our gas tank, we have to keep that fuel pumping. We have to keep our gas up. Our self-love tank has to be replenished. And there's many ways that we can replenish this, but it starts with acknowledging that we have some work to do. A lot of times people think when you talk about self-esteem and self-love or self-confidence that that means that they failed at something and that it could be furthest from the truth. People that are in sync and self-aware of who they are, they often do these mental health checks, and it does not require you to get a book and to or to go online and answer a whole lot of quizzes. It really starts with acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. So, if you find that you are low in the self-love category, there are some things that you can do really and truly to boost it. And I call it GREAT, GREAT. G, number one, stands for gentle. Be gentle and kind to yourself. We have so much negativity in the world. So much of us consume so many thoughts that come from outside influences that are not kind. Sometimes we have negative self-talk that we talk ourselves down because of things that we could have done or should have done. When you are low on self-love, you need to be extremely kind and extremely gentle with you and how you move and deal with you when it comes to your success as well as your failures. The R stands for being able to receive, to being able to receive praise, being open to recognize that there are some great things, some great accomplishments that you have definitely earned the right to gloat about. Maybe you're a great parent. Maybe you did phenomenal at work today on a project that you submitted. Maybe you finally paid off a major bill or a debt. Maybe you accomplished and learned a new language. And that might have happened 5 or 6 years ago or last week. You have to be open to recognize and to receive positivity, especially when it comes from outside, but not rely on it to come from outside. Bring it from within. So R is to receive and to recognize your accomplishments and that they're the great things that you have achieved and that you will achieve. E is enjoy. Self-love is work, but part of that is fun. You should be open and willing to enjoy the things that you do the best, that you like the most in life. And when I say enjoy, I'm talking about you people who are like me, are always busy, always on the run, always have something to do, and don't take the time to enjoy nature, to enjoy a walk, to enjoy life, or to enjoy that banana split. You can tell what's on my mind right now. Or time to sit back and enjoy family or friends. See, E stands for enjoyment. It is up to you to indulge in the things that make you happy. It improves your mental state and it improves your quality of life. And that could be a massage. How many of us just always say, I need to get a massage, that don't do it because it's not a part of our self-care routine? Or a facial, and I'm talking about men and women too. Do the things that you enjoy. Sometimes we allow life to get in the way of the things that really brings us happiness. So E is for enjoy. A is for acceptance and acknowledge. Now, when we accept our situation for what it is and acknowledge the things that we can do to improve it. And I say our situation, I'm just talking about every aspect of life, especially in this sense, when it comes to dating. Accept the fact that things didn't work out with this last person, or acknowledge the things that you're going to do better moving forward and the things that you've learned from your past. It's okay. But what's not okay is to beat yourself up for the things that you cannot change. Accept it, acknowledge it, grow from it, and keep it moving. And lastly, the T in the word great stands for transform. Transform, being open to the change and the transformation that you will see, and not to fight it. It can be challenging to see yourself evolve, because when you move and change, people around you start noticing it. And sometimes if you move too fast and change too fast for the good, people may call you out on it and say, especially the people who are not necessarily positive in your corner. Be open and willing to the change into the best version of you. Now, that is my acronym for GREAT. G, be gentle. R, receive and recognize. E, enjoy. A, accept and acknowledge. And T, transform. Now, I go over this, I believe, on day number 2 of the 7-Day Self-Love Challenge. I really and truly hope this episode has helped you out a lot. Understand, again, I can't stress this anymore, it all really starts, or your quality of dating really, really is dependent upon the way you love yourself. And if your self-love tank is full, then I can't guarantee that you'll have the perfect situation or scenario, but it definitely, definitely helps your overall experience and your mental health as you go through the dating process. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.